So, cool. こちらで。
はい。Let us use this chart to explain. As we've seen in the report, so this is the heart of the nuclear power plant, and you have the fuel rods here, and right next door you have the spent fuel rod pool. So this is where the fuel rods will be kept during the regular inspections, but the water level in this pool has gone down, and so the fuel rods here have been exposed, and it seems that this has created heat, created hydrogen, and the blast. And right now, in this fuel, how can we inject water? Our people are now considering this. The SDF, as well as the U.S. military, police force are all getting together. And for the number three reactor, they will try to pour water from the sky using a helicopter. They consider this today. However, the radiation level in the sky was quite high, so they have given up this today. But for number three and number four reactors, right next to these buildings, there will be fire trucks to inject water using water hoses. And if possible, an hour before, it was announced that they will try this out even tonight. So every effort is being made to inject water to cool the system right now. Yes. And one other thing that concerns us is the number five and number six reactor. What is happening here? Well, number five reactor, as for the water level, it seems that it may be going down a little bit according to the information that we have. However, it is not a dangerous situation, a risky situation. The government and also the Tokyo Electric Company is monitoring the situation. And also reactor number six, it still has power generating power to cool the reactor. And therefore, this power generator is being used for both five and six reactors.
Now, Professor Yamaguchi,
excuse me, Professor Yamaguchi, yes, we have heard from Mr. Yamazaki that it's still a risky situation, but how do you see this picture? Well, the safety function, the cooling system is really the core. However, this was not controlled fully. It's really a serious situation. It's very grave.
But
we don't see any symptoms that it's going to get even worse or more serious. And there are still efforts to be made and methods that we can take. Now, I understand that you have just come back from the United States at IAEA. They say that they will be sending people to investigate and survey the situation. So everybody around the world is really focusing on this accident. Yes. Yes, there is great interest in this accident, and people are hoping that the situation could be controlled soon, and people are waiting to learn lessons from this situation. Now, the concern is that, how does this compare to past accidents? For example, the accident at Chernobyl and also this 3 Mile accident. What is the situation right now? Well, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, compared to the Chernobyl power plant, it's totally different. The Chernobyl power plant, the containment, the stopping functions there. The power plant was not designed to contain radiation, so that's the big difference that we have here. And also the shutdown. Shutdown didn't occur. And so the Chernobyl accident happened in a matter of seconds. It developed into a fire, and all of a sudden radioactive material was spread everywhere.
Meanwhile, in the case of Fukushima, after the earthquake, all the nuclear reactors were halted, and also there is the structure which is intact to try to protect the reactors. But after a while, the cooling was supposed to take place, but this is the problem that we're seeing. About the containment vessel, the pressure vessel, they are remaining intact, and therefore we do see that the function has been stopped, and also we have this containment function in place. Therefore, it's totally different from Chernobyl. So it's compared to Chernobyl, this is a totally different situation. What about the 3 Mile incident.
In
the case of the Three Mile incident on the island, after the nuclear reactor was stopped, they did not take notice of the fact that the cooling function was dysfunctioned, and about half of the fuel was melted in a short period of time, and this was deposited at the bottom of the pressure vessel, and this melted fuel, which had deposited at the bottom of the pressure fuel, was cooled. And this ended the situation. But at this point in time, though we don't know what is happening, but we don't think that things have evolved to that extent. But it is for sure that the core has been damaged. And that being the case, I think that, it is equal to, well, something equal to that of the Three Miles Island is occurring here. And therefore, there is a need to cool the reactor and to try to settle the accident so that we can put a stop to this series of events so that it reaches, it does not reach the level of the Three Mile Island. Well, in the case of comparing with the Chernobyl, you say that there is this containment function in place, but this number three and number three four reactors, yes, it is outside the reactor, the spent fuel pool. And therefore, for this, how should we consider the situation? Well, about the spent fuel storage pool, well, this is a very important issue, we believe, because as you say, this is outside the containment vessel. And but having said that, the spent fuel pool, the fuel here is something that has been cooled down, and the decay heat has been brought down before it is stored. And also this pool, compared to the reactor, has a very large volume, and therefore the fuel is dispersed. So the gaps in between, you mean, these rods, yes. And therefore, in this storage pool, even if the fuel were to melt, it will not be the case where there will be a very serious case. And also, the decay heat is low. And therefore, it's most important to inject water. By injecting water and having the fuel rods soaked, then these spent fuel rods can be cooled down, and this will settle the issue. Well, supposing that you put water inside, what would happen after that?
Well,
another one day, we believe, well, over the past day or so, we have seen that this problem has occurred at the spent fuel pool, meaning that the heat generation is low and it is evaporating. Well, and it took us 5 days to come to this point where we're seeing this concern, meaning that if water were to be put in for a few days at least, we will be able to maintain the condition where the spent fuel rods are being cooled. So it's important that we put water, because we can gain time by doing so. And in the meantime, we can think of other methods of cooling these spent fuel rods. And thereafter, the radiation level comes down, it will become more accessible, this facility. And therefore, I think there will be other methods that can be taken to settle this issue. You said that there are various methods. That is exactly what you meant earlier. All right, thank you. And another thing. Well, the public are worried about reaching criticality. So I think there are some people who are worried about that. What about this possibility? Well, I don't think that is possible. It's unthinkable. The reason why I say so is because in case of the core, the fuel, because the reactor has already been inactivated, the heat generation is very gradual. The temperature rise is very gradual. So the reactor is stopped now, but even if the cooling is not sufficient for a certain period of time, and the melting were to happen, and even if it were to be deposited at the bottom of the pressure vessel, well, partially from the hot spots, it will come down and deposit at the bottom, but this can be cooled with the water there. And also, the light water reactor, once the reactor is stopped in this case, it is designed so that criticality will not be reached.
Now, the spent fuel rods, is there a possibility that criticality will occur here, that they will reach criticality? The spent fuel rod pool, it is really vast and the fuel rods are quite dispersed, so I don't think there is a possibility of that happening. Well, of course, it doesn't mean that we can rest assured and that we are all safe, of course.